Good morning, traders. I am Emily Advani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, April 29th. We close out another volatile week and a turbulent month of trading today following a big bounce back in the markets yesterday. The Dow gained 615 points, the S&P 500 closed up 2.5%, and the NASDAQ posted a gain of more than 3%. But today, investors are grappling with some disappointing news from Amazon and Apple. Bill, let's jump into it with what is going on in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you? Yeah, I'm looking at the S&Ps. They're down 1% this morning. They were down 0.5%. They've continued their trend lower. Why are they moving lower? It's really the decline in the tech sector. Amazon posted its first quarterly loss in 7 years. That's not a positive. And then this morning, 1 hour before the market opens, you got a key economic report being released. That's going to be, you know, one that's going to be widely watched. You also have, I'm looking at oil. Oil's trading higher this morning. Apparently, Germany's now on board with banning Russian oil for EU countries. Now, the entire EU has to vote unanimously on this. They all have to approve it. So I don't know that it's really that close. They just got one more country willing to agree to it. China, they really saw some strong moves in their market last night. I look at Hong Kong. Hong Kong was up 4%. Last night. London, you're looking at looking overseas and seeing what London and Germany are doing. The FTSE was up about, 0.04%. Now it's up 0.30%. So it is bouncing back. The German DAX, it was up like almost 200 points. Now it's up 100 points. Or 0.81%. So that's a positive. And the CAC is up 0.6%. So we are seeing gains over in Europe and Asia. We're weaker because of the tech sector earnings last night and some anticipation of economic activity, changes to the economic environment this morning. But, there's still going to be some pockets of opportunity. You just got to, know where they are. And that's what we do here at the Trade Talk, trying to deliver you those opportunities where there's going to be momentum.
And I like that, keeping that in mind, those pockets of opportunity. And as we look at opportunity, we are closing out a big week of earnings today. So, Bill, what should we be watching in terms of earnings action?
Yeah, it's a big week this week, a lot of tech earnings. And next week is a big week as well. Next week, there's actually more companies releasing earnings than this week. But, this is the big one because it was tech week. You're looking at some of the tech stocks that released earnings last night. We got to start off with Apple, ticker AAPL. They beat by 9 cents. They did it on higher revenue. But there's a warning out there about how COVID is threatening their revenue. And that's causing, nervousness in the stock, and which is why it's down 1.8% this morning. It was trading higher initially. It was up like $3 initially when they released these earnings. But during the conference call, they started talking about, hey, their concerns going forward. And that's what really hit the stock this morning. You're looking at Amazon, ticker AMZN. They missed by $15.92. They did it on higher revenue. It's really their guidance. Amazon sees Q2 revenue 116 billion to 121 billion, where the consensus is at 125.55 billion. We're looking at Intel, ticker INTC. They beat by 7 cents on higher revenue, but Intel sees Q2 adjusted earnings at 70 cents, where the consensus is at 83 cents. That's why you're seeing Intel down 4.4% this morning. Gilead Sciences, ticker GILD, Grace India, Larry David, they beat by 31 cents on higher revenue. This is a good quarter, a little overshadowed by an impairment charge, but Gilead is up 7 tenths, so 1% this morning. Chevron, ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray, they beat by 9 cents on higher revenue based on my estimates. The FactSet's estimate were higher, which is why the stock is, you know, trading off this morning. You're looking at CVX off 1%. I don't think it's going to be able to hold at the lower range this morning, because at the end of the day, Chevron's profits nearly quadruples because of the oil price surge. We're looking at shares of Honeywell, ticker HON, Henry, Oscar, Nancy. They beat by 5 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. And they plus they raised its full year profit forecast. You look at it, Honeywell, it's up 2.26% this morning. Let's talk about what's coming up. Nothing this afternoon, but on Monday, you know, we have Moody's releasing earnings. That's ticker MCO, Michael, Charlie, Oscar. Their EPS estimate is $2.91, and the expected move here is 6.41%. On Semiconductor, that's ticker ON, Oscar, Nancy. EPS estimate are $1.05, and the expected move here is 9.97%. See a lot of price target decreases in this stock. CNA, Charlie, Nancy, Apple. This is CNA Financial. EPS estimate is $1.17, and the expected move here is 6.37%. Logic Tech International, let's figure LOGI, Larry, Oscar, Grace, India. EPS estimate is 73 cents, and the expected move here is 11.29%. NXP Semiconductors, it's ticker NXPI. They're also releasing Monday. EPS estimate is $3.18, and the expected move is 7.19%. Clorox, ticker CLX, Charlie, Larry, X-Ray. Let's see if they can turn it around. Their EPS estimate is 97 cents, and the expected move here is 7.08%. Avis Budget Car, this is the rent-a-car agency. That's ticker CAR, Charlie, Apple, Richard. EPS estimates are $3.42, and the expected move here is 18.68%. That's a big move. And Chemers, that's ticker CC, Charlie, Charlie, their EPS estimate is 92 cents, and the expected move here is 9.02%. But that's what I have for you in terms of upcoming earnings, Emily.
Bill, let's now turn to today's economic events. When it comes to the economy, investors are watching for those indicators about the overall health of the economy. We are coming off yesterday's report from the Commerce Department that said U.S. gross domestic product declined in the first quarter by 1.4% from the previous year. Economists had expected 1% growth. Bill, what should we be watching and anticipating today when it comes to economic reports?
Yes, we did go down on the GDP. It takes two quarters for a recession, not one. It's not really fueling any fears right now that the second quarter is going to be a retraction on the GDP. We had different factors going into this quarter. The higher oil prices, due to the Russia situation was really a big factor here. So I'm not really concerned that we're going to see two consecutive quarters of negative growth here. But, you know, we got a number of key economic reports coming out today. I mean, the big one is the PCI. This is the personal income and outlays that's being released at 8:30 a.m., 1 hour before the market opens. And we also have the employment cost index coming out at 8:30 a.m. At 9:45, we have the Chicago PMI figures coming out. At 10 a.m., we have the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment numbers. And at 1 p.m., we have the Baker Hughes rig count coming out. I just want to say, listen, the market's attention right now is it's all on Apple and Amazon and their earnings report. But that's going to kind of shift when this PCI number comes out, because this is the Fed's, you know, most preferred gauge of looking at inflation. And, you know, you saw that the GDP showed a lower number. That's not a positive. But, you know, the fact is that PCI number is likely going to be hot. So, you know, we have a Fed meeting next week. So we got to kind of like see how the market is going to be able to adjust the PCI numbers for hot inflation going into a Fed meeting where they're expected to raise interest rates half a basis point on Wednesday afternoon. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports, Emily.
And you said it, Bill, all eyes are on Apple and Amazon, and then they're going to shift that PCI report, which is highly anticipated. But while everyone's watching those things, which are important, and you're able to catch those big headlines very quickly and make decisions based off that, you're also able to catch these other, as you call it, stories behind the stocks. Different newswear alerts that come out of different segments, sectors, about events, press releases, guidance news, things that come out of shareholders meetings, the latest action in terms of mergers and acquisitions. You're able to see all of it, sift through all of it, and make decisions based on a wealth of data and not just a few headlines. And you do that using your Newswire alerts. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Well, you know, I watch that FANG sector closely as an indication for the S&Ps, how they're trading. And, you know, the FANG sector obviously is weak today. I mean, you have Amazon down 9.8%. You have Apple down 1%. You know, Google down 1.18%. So, yeah, it's not really positive. But you had such a big rally yesterday. You shouldn't expect it to, that trend to always continue day after day. But we are seeing some gains in Tesla as Elon Musk came out and he said that he's, you know, that he sold, you know, a big chunk of stock the other day. But he said, listen, no further stock sales are planned. That's why you're seeing, you know, Tesla shares up 1.18% this morning. But going on to Amazon, hey, the net sales were actually pretty good. Cloud revenue was very strong. But that Rivian, you know, investment, they took a $7.6 billion non-operating expense on that investment. So that was a big hit. Now, you combine that with their, you know, a little lowering of their guidance, which they did, and that's really why this, you're seeing the stock selling off 9.85% this morning. Moving over to Apple, ticker AAPL. Hey, the good news on Apple, I guess, is that their iPhone production in India, it's expected to grow by 5 times by 2023. So they're really kind of diversifying where they're making these iPhones to various countries so they don't get caught into this supply chain issue again, which is really what's, you know, causing them to be a little weak on their earnings for next quarter. You took a Netflix. I see Netflix is really betting on Asia to bolster its growth. There's a story out on that this morning. We're moving over to the Dow Jones 30 alert. Intel CEO, he sees a chip shortage lasting longer than previously expected. He thinks it's going to go on to 2023. McDonald's ticker MCD. Its U.S. locations increased menu prices by an average of 8% in the first quarter. That's why they were able to deliver that beat yesterday. We're talking shares of Merck, ticker MRK. Merck says that the EU has approved Keytruda regime for to treat advanced cervical cancer. We're talking merger news, ticker GNCA, Grace, Nancy, Charlie, Apple. These guys engaged advisors to explore strategic alternatives, including a sale of the company. We're talking guidance news. There's a lot of guidance news. Here are some of the highlights. Roku, ticker ROKU. They see Q2 revenue coming in at about $805 million. Now, the consensus estimate out there is $815 million, so that's a drop. Ticker FIVN, Frank, India, Victor, Nancy. This is 5.9. They see Q2 EPS between 17 and 19 cents. The street was looking for 15 cents. That's a nice positive. Q2 revenue, they're seeing coming in between 179 to 180 million. The street estimates, 174 million. So it's all positive for FIVN, Frank, India, Victor, Nancy. Western Union, ticker WU. Western Union cut its full year 22 EPS view to $1.75 to $1.85. The previous estimate was $1.90 to $1.20. You know, that's not good. Western Union, you see the stock, it's down 7.93% this morning. On the other hand, we're talking Western Digital. That's ticker WDC. They see Q4 adjusted EPS coming in between $1.60 and $1.90. Now, the street estimate is $1.69. So it's in that range. It's kind of on the low range. The stock is trading a little lower, down 1.16% this morning. Let's move on over to the defense contractors, NOC. That's Northrop Grumman. What we're seeing here is that they are expecting accelerated sales growth in the second half of 2022. You can feel this way about most of the defense contractors. You see what's going on over in the Ukraine, a lot of weapon sales, a lot of weapons going in. Who makes these things? Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman. These are the stocks that are likely going to show price appreciation in the second half of the year. Let's talk about some shareholder news, shareholder meetings going on. tomorrow or today, Leidos, ticker LDOS, at 9 a.m. They're having their annual shareholders meeting, as well as ticker OMI, Oscar Mayer India. This is Owens and Miner. They're both having their annual shareholders meetings today, 9 a.m. 10 a.m., we have Abbott Labs and Boeing having their shareholders meeting. And then at 1 p.m., we have Kellogg, ticker K, having their shareholders meeting. And at 5 p.m. this evening, ticker DISH, that's Dish Networks, they're going to be holding their annual shareholders meeting. In terms of buyback news, Apple's board authorized a $90 billion to its existing shareholder repurchasing program. That's big. Ticker ECVT, Edward, Charlie, Victor, Tom. These guys authorized up to 450 million share repurchasing program. ExxonMobil, ticker XOM, announced an increase in its share repurchasing program, a total of $30 billion through 2023. And PSX, Paul Sam Henry, that's Paul Sam X-Ray, that's Phillips 66. They're resuming their share buyback plan, and they have about $2.5 billion under the current plan available to start buying back shares. And ticker TTE, Tom Edward, this is Total Energies. Their board authorized a buyback of up to $3 billion dollars worth of the company shares in the first half. So that's going to be happening soon in ticker TTE, Tom Henry. That's what I have for you in terms of news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial, and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, we are going into this regular trading session, the last of the week, the last of this month of April. And in my calculations, it's been a pretty good month in terms of your picks. So what is your pick of the day today?
Yeah, you know, I get on the roll whenever we start dealing in earnings season. I mean, that's always catalyst events. There's ways to review the data to try and find winners on a regular basis. So that's why, you know, as this month started off, I knew it was going to be a little tough, but it gets better when the earnings season starts to pop out. And, you know, for this morning, I'm looking at WEC Energy, William Edward Charlie. That's the ticker symbol, WEC, William Edward Charlie. Now, the earnings come out on Monday, and the EPS estimate is $1.66. The expected move here is 4.38%. I'm looking at the broker comments. They're good. They're not great, but they're good. And I'm looking at the option data, and it is positive. I'm seeing a lot of activity for the May. May expiration is really all on the call side. That's really positive. I'm looking at the CEO. What did the CEO said? Well, I had to pull down the conference call, the transcript of the conference call. And here she is. She came out and said, hey, we are confident that we can deliver on our earnings guidance for 2022. And it is aggressive. So yeah, I think that we're going to be able to see some nice gains in there. Listen, we're going to have a weak opening. That's a given. So, you know, I think that the stock WEC is going to, you know, could actually pull back, you know, during the morning sometime. Like, and that's where I'm going to be looking to get in. I'm really looking to get in at, you know, 102.25. I think that's a good entry point. But I could see this thing moving up once they release, you know, a positive earnings announcement on Monday morning. So that's my pick for today, ticker WEC, William Edward Charlie, and that's WEC Energy.
And stay with us because we will recap yesterday's pick of the day before we sign off on the week. And ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
CBOE, Charlie Boy, Oscar Edward, NEO acquisition could add $30 to $35 million of expenses, the company said. Abiva, the CEO, says we're off to a strong start this year. Western Union, ticker WU, William Under, they expanded their collaboration with the UK post office. Baba, ticker BABA, China is preparing a pause on regulatory campaign against technology companies. That's a positive. These Chinese tech companies, you know, JD.com, Baba, they're going to be trading stronger. I mean, you're about to look at them coming into a new positive phase over the next few months. Victoria's Secrets launches beauty product storefront on Amazon, and they're going to and also Pink. Pink's going to be selling on Amazon as well. That's a retail store. Honeywell, ticker HON, they see Q2 adjusted EPS coming in between $1.98 to $2.08. Estimate out there is $2.04, so that is right in between. It's pretty good. Oil giants buoyed by high oil prices shower investors with cash. We know that. Ticker VEDL, Victor Edward David Larry. Citibank downgrades the stock from buy to sell. That's a double downgrade. Ooh, not good. Here's a story on JetBlue. You know, the outlook was so bad, it turned a bull into a bear. Biden calls Mexico's president to discuss North American priorities for the region today. He's going to be making that call at 1 p.m. And he's requesting a $33 billion aid package to Ukraine. You know, this is why. I mean, the sectors that are really positive. Defense, strong. Energy, strong. These Chinese, big tech Chinese companies, they should be showing strength as well. Those are three good sectors. I mean, that's all I'm seeing this morning in the hot headlines.
Before we go, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Chevron. You gave us a look at the company during your earnings breakdown, Bill. And with rising energy costs, you had anticipated they would deliver a strong report. And they did, but it was kind of mixed. But let's start out here. The company's profit nearly quadrupled. Earnings per share increased to $3.36, and that's from 90 cents a year ago, but was just below a few of the consensus estimates of $3.41. As you mactioned, Bill, that FactSet estimate was at that price range. Revenue soared nearly 70% to $54.37 billion, and that was up from $32.03 billion last year. And it also beat some of the consensus estimates that came in around $51 billion. Bill, you always tell us to take the game when you see it. So if you took your own advice yesterday, how did your call go?
Oh, I did very well yesterday. I mean, listen, the stock opened up at $157.45, 157.45. And it just steadily moved higher. It just continued to rise. It actually moved all the way up to $163, which that's a 3.5% difference. I saw this morning it was actually trading $164.50 before the earnings came out. You know, the stock did close, you know, yesterday at 102.83. I mean, so we easily beat that 1% goal. And I took my gains yesterday just because the stock was just so positive. You know, but that estimate by FactSet is really causing a little weakness out there. I don't think it's going to hold. I mean, I see the stock trading at $160.50. It's down about 0.8%. But this was a great quarter for Chevron. They their revenues quadrupled. I mean, that you don't get away with that and not be happy about it. So, you know, yeah, it made money on it. It was a good trade. It was a good pick. It's up well up, you know, from yesterday's opening price. So, yeah, Chevron, ticker CVX. It really was a good trade yesterday, Emily.
And, Bill, a great quarter for Chevron. And with that pick, we close out a great month of picks from Trade Talk. And we will check in with you Monday about today's WEC Energy Pick of the Day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Ivani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.